Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Government actions impact the financial and economic sectors. This inevitably reduces market efficiency and pushes up prices for goods and services more than would occur in the free market. While the new laws and regulations may seem to address a problem, rarely do politicians and bureaucrats realize the problem arose because of previous government intervention. Almost always, the best course of action would be to undo the original government action that caused the problem. Unfortunately, this almost never happens. Instead, governments add more laws and regulations, which tend to create additional problems in the future. Here's one current example. Over 10 years ago, the U.S. government forced banks and other financial institutions to ease credit practices for mortgages. As a result, many people bought a home they really couldn't afford. When mortgage defaults soared, home values plummeted. This brought on the Great Recession. Instead of fixing the problem by restoring prior credit standards, the U.S. government instead initiated several rounds of quantitative easing and inflation of the money supply. In recent years, the government also repeatedly loosened credit standards for mortgages. Once again, home prices are artificially being pushed upward by people who cannot afford what they are buying. Therefore, the next housing market crash is not a question of if it will happen again, but how soon. I will present more examples of unintended consequences next week. By the way, 9 days ago, I urged you to find useful news and information in Liberty Coin Service's newsletter called Liberty's Outlook. You are welcome to stop by our store in Frandor to pick up a copy, read it online at www.libertycoinservice.com, or call our store to have a free copy mailed to you. Last Thursday, Liberty's Outlook was honored by the Numismatic Literary Guild as a 2016 Best Dealer Published Magazine or Newspaper. The Numismatic Literary Guild also honored these commentaries of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know for the fourth time in 6 years for Best Radio Report. I thank the Guild for these honors. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.